Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
All right, on the Twisted Tea Hotline, we got Sean Grandy. What's up, Sean?
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Uh-oh. Heavy sigh.
Yeah,
could be
right?
Our last conversation of the season.
So all these years it took for us to get together like this, and now... Here
Celtics
we are
breaking us up.
I've been keeping track every time. Literally, we've had a conversation. They lost. The only time they won was on Saturday when we didn't talk.
That's right.
Oh, damn!
So,
right.
So I guess question one is: what are your plans for the off season?
Well, it's going to be a lot colder this off season than it usually is. We're getting to the first anniversary next week is when training camp started.
Wow!
So like a 1 year long season.
Wait, seriously though, okay, who the hell, tell me about this Tyler Hero kid, because I've never heard of him until the last game.
Kid went to Kentucky, and is a rookie who doesn't play like a rookie, and to make you feel even worse this morning, the Celtics wanted him in the draft, but last year, it was a three-way tie for a certain draft position, and they had a coin flip. And Charlotte won the coin flip, and it went Charlotte, Miami, and then Boston. That was the coin flip. And so... if the Celtics win that coin flip, they would have drafted higher than Miami, and they would have drafted Tyler Hero.
Okay, so he is a somebody.
Yep.
Okay. So who is going to be our Tyler Hero tonight? Who's gonna step it up? Somebody who hasn't stepped it up yet and is going to be the hero and bring us on to game six.
Well, here's the funniest thing about this whole series. When you're down 3-1, it feels like the end of the world. The Celtics have outshot Miami. They've outshot them from the three. They have out-rebounded them. And the Celtics and Heat have scored the exact same number of points in the series. But those last 5 minutes of these games, the clutch minutes, the Celtics haven't performed. They haven't made shots. And they turn the ball over constantly. That's the difference in the series. So Celtics keep that turnover number low. And there's going to be a game on Sunday, and if they can do it twice, we'll have another conversation next week.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Is it because they don't really have like an older veteran type of guy on the team? Or
I think that's exactly, it's a big part of what's going on, that you can get all excited about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown being the center of your team, and it's just very easy to forget they're 22 and 23 years old, and generally teams that build around guys that young don't go this far in the playoffs. It's outrageous to have kids like that. Jaylen Brown's in his third conference final at 23 years old. That doesn't happen, and that will pay off down the line. The question is, have they learned the lessons of valuing every possession? Have they learned those lessons in time? They learned a lot of lessons from Toronto in time to win Game 7. Have they learned enough lessons about valuing possessions to get back in the series now?
Yeah.
Brad Stevens has been catching a lot of heat in the last few days. Do you think that that's fair?
I think that's the way it goes. And, Danny Ainge, who also has a little bit, said something really, really great yesterday, which is what you realize when you coach in the NBA. He talked about the years that he used to coach in Phoenix, and he'd look at guys at the free throw line sometimes and say, well, if this guy makes these free throws, I'm a great coach. And if he misses them, I have no idea what I'm doing. And there's the point, right? You have the Celtics need to score the exact same number of points in the series, and one coach is a genius, and the other coach suddenly doesn't know what he's doing. So that's the nature of it. These are two great coaches. The NBA is a players' league, and the games get decided by the players.
Yeah, well, hopefully this is not the last time we talk to each
other,
Sean.
They're winning tonight. Period.
Well, you know, you guys have the number, right? Like, it's not like we all Max and I go into a box for 3 months. And then...
Hey, did I get my shout out the other night?
Uh oh.
Oh, you know what? If you were a hardcore listener like you claim to be, you would know, wouldn't you?
Sean. Sean, I have an early bedtime, and that was a late game. That's why I enjoy the 6 o'clock games.
You have an early bedtime, and yet here I am getting up in the morning. What time does my game start? What do you want me to do for the next 12 hours?
Savage.
Now I'm up and ready to go.
I don't think I got my shout out. He just knew that I wasn't going to be listening, so he's saying that. Well, whatever you did, do the opposite. If I got it, don't give me one tonight. If I didn't, that's why they lost. So give me one tonight. That's all.
Let's all do that. Whatever we've done these last few games, let's all do the opposite.
Yes,
tonight.
Including Perfect. The Celtics. All right, Sean, thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
You got it, guys. Let's hope we talk next week.
Yes. All right, Sean Grandy was brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea. It's more than just a hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea today. Turn your day drinking up a notch or grab some for tonight's playoff game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Must be 21 years of age. Please enjoy responsibly. And don't forget, Celtics game tonight is at 8:30. I will actually pay attention because I don't have to get up early.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.